violence and mood swings. More than once, his father John and I tried to wrestle from him handfuls of pills that he'd managed to swallow. I have a younger son named Bryce, whose life had suddenly changed as well. This was the worst time of my life. I had almost lost my son. His life was never going to be the same. I hadn't had a single day in which I wasn't at the hospital watching my child fight for his life, seeing it affect my other son, feeling guilty while I was on the road for work, wrestling my son away from fights with nurses, crying in private, praying for something better, and trying to show up every day for the people who were looking to me to help them with their own problems. And I knew that more hard days were still around each corner. This wasn't behind us yet, and deep down, I knew that it never really would be. But I am the type of person who has to believe that I am going to turn the worst thing that ever could have happened to my son into the best thing that has ever happened to him. And sure enough, there were days of amazing progress that made the months following Grant's accident into the best ones of my life as well. My son was alive, we were together, and every small step forward gave me so much hope. The first time he squeezed my hand and fluttered his eyelashes, his first words, "I love you,"